From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, June 4th, 2013. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief today at the Hexagon Live Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Last week, Google announced something new, a two-week online course introducing its Google Maps, Google Maps Engine Lite, and Google Earth software products. Why is Google interested in online courses? What are its goals? And could this be the beginning of other corporate online offerings? We'll explore those questions and more after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Esri. Make ArcGIS Online the mapping platform for your organization. Sign up for a free 30-day trial today at esri.com/agol-eval.
Let's start out with Google's description of the course. Mapping with Google will be offered from June 10th to June 24th. It is a self-paced online course where you will watch videos or read text lessons and apply the skills you learn. Google goes on to explain that the courses are in fact interactive and there are discussion forums and there'll be Google Hangouts and you can interact via Google Plus. And at the end of the course, if you complete it, you get a certificate of completion. So this sort of came out of the blue to many. Why do you think Google is doing this?
Well, I think it's really a way to extend the brand of Google Maps to the professional, the business, and perhaps even a student user. And in the introduction to the course, they mentioned something like, hey, this is not about navigation anymore. I think it's really a move up the value chain to a more highly functional user, or at least encouraging people to be more highly functional. And I also think it's a move similar to what they've done with Google Docs. In other words, extend the tool, similar to what you'd expect them to do with any tool, and maybe even link it to something like Google Docs. I think it just makes the linkage a little bit closer. And really, you know, really in a sense, you know, look at what Esri's trying to do with Excel. I mean, they're trying to make the linkage between map and business tools more connected. So I think this is really a way just to move the brand forward for Google Maps and get it away just from the consumer side and perhaps move it into more of a professional or business side.
But why not just do some online tutorials and some videos? Why have a formal class with actual dates and exercises and such?
I think it's because they have recognized that what they were doing was disjointed. If you take a look at what they've done before, like you said, it's just a collection of videos and tutorials. But look at what's happening in the other areas of geospatial education. We've got certificates of accomplishment for just about everything, right? You've got GISP, you've got Esri offering courses, you've got small companies doing their own educational things, you've got larger MOOCs that are out there. So I think that what they realized was, if they really wanted to coordinate efforts, if they wanted to move people up to a different level, then what they were offering was too disjointed for the average user, and they had to formalize it.
I think you're onto something there, and one part of it is simply laying out what the tools are. So what is Google Maps? How is Google Maps different from Google Earth? Which I know may sound elementary to those who've been paying attention, but if you haven't been, that can be confusing. And I think nobody has any idea what Google Maps Engine Lite is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Myself
right.
included. I still don't really understand where that fits or how that's different from customizing via My Maps and making my own KML files, and I really don't understand that.
Well, I think it's also the restrictions to the number of impressions that you get, the use of certain tools within Google Maps. So I think it's just, like you said, it's an educational process to understand what's the differentiation of between the products.
Right, but they can't go too far because they only have 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm, right.
And they have to be realistic about what you can do in 2 weeks. And they do make clear that this is really aimed at new or newer users.
But when you look at their whole philosophy, if they made it too long, they'd probably lose people. So 2 week period, short and sweet. Again, short attention span for the most business users. Let's get it over with. We'll get you up to speed quickly.
Right. And that actually makes me think about who is going to take this course.
I think it has the potential to reach a broader audience. And because of Google's reach, they'll get to the average person who may have just only minor, you know, had some minor interaction with Google Maps. Like you said, maybe they use My Maps. So I think they want to educate that individual who maybe is very comfortable with spreadsheets and charts and all that, but who may want to embed that map into a different application, or who may want to utilize spreadsheets to do mapping. So we're under the assumption that everybody knows how to do this stuff. And they've taken the position that we understand we have really only scratched the surface of the elementary side of mapping. So just telling them how to link a spreadsheet with the map is really where they're at. So it's really starting with the basics.
When I introduced Google's announcement, I described this course as a MOOC. And I had a little discussion with some other educators about whether or not it's a MOOC. And I think we agreed that it is, but it's certainly unlike the university-produced MOOCs, which tend to be longer, tend to be more towards education than training. They tend to be a little longer. But I think we agreed that there's definitely some MOOCiness about this. And your point about Google trying to access a broader population to start using maps is an interesting one, because when you run the statistics on MOOCs, and I can't remember which university did this, I believe it was in the UK, they found out that the people who were taking MOOCs, 70% of them already had a bachelor's degree. They were already very educated. And my suspicion is that the people who are going to be playing around with this Google course also are pretty savvy. And part of the challenge here for Google is, how do you reach out to that population that you want to speak to and get them excited about taking this two-week course? That they've got like less than 2 weeks.
Right. Let's think about Google's reach. It has the potential to reach a new market that perhaps has not been accomplished up until now. And I don't say this lightly, but I've been documenting the business application market since 1989. I mean, I grew up on American Demographics magazine when companies like MapInfo and Tidac were advertising their business mapping solutions. But we haven't had this, we haven't reached a different type of market, right? We've reached a lot of the typical mapping professionals who want to use business applications, but we haven't reached the business user who wants to use mapping applications. So I think they have the potential to reach this new market and breach what hasn't been done before. So it has that potential. Now, whether this will do it or not, or whether we'll see a series of small MOOCs, that may be where they're going. I can see that in their future, that this is just the first of perhaps many.
And to my knowledge, this is the first, certainly, that I've seen from Google with a formalized time period, you know, with dedicated content and exercises kind of class. So this may be the first one across Google. I just don't know. I think one of the things that Google is out to learn is, how does this work? How many people do we get? How many people go through the entire 2 weeks? How many of them would come back for more if we have part two, maybe?
Right. Well, I signed up for the course, and it was very interesting. They asked us three questions at the very beginning. Why are you taking this course? And one of the questions is, I'm interested in learning how you're teaching it. They're interested to see if people are going to sign up just to see how they're going to present the material. So you might see a whole new curriculum developed for Google location technology that will elevate the solution to enterprise applications, potentially. And as I said last week at our location intelligence conference, I could even see Google go into the business intelligence field. So I think they're going to move up the value chain with their courses. This is a first step.
Yeah, and I guess I'm coming from this very much from the education side. And so the education side of me is saying, well, they're launching their course in June, and we know that the first geospatial MOOC that most people are going to have heard of is coming out of Coursera and Penn State in July. So they're jumping the gun at some level. It's very interesting that this is more toward training, that is learning how to use particular products, than underlying themes of geospatial and geography. And the other thing that's really interesting, when you signed up, I'm sure you noticed that it said that Google's going to be sort of keeping track of what you're doing as a student and to get some sense of how engaged you are and what you're clicking on. And that's really great feedback to iterate this kind of a course and make it better the next time, potentially.
I think they're going to learn a lot how to do that. So, again, as the first iteration of a course like this, whatever their next version is, whatever they're going to teach next, I think you'll see maybe a different rollout, a different format. But I still believe that it's the first of perhaps many in a curriculum.
Do you think it's the first of many across our industry?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but let's look at some of the other players who are coming into the game offering these simple-to-use mapping tools that are trying to integrate with enterprise or business applications. And I'm thinking of Yellowfin, Galileo, GeoFusion, even Alteryx. They're all trying to move up the value chain to BI tools. They all have to educate a different set of users. They're not educating the mapping community. They're educating the business community. They all need to teach their folks how to embed these tools as an analytical tool with all of the other business analytical tools. So Google is trying to take advantage of what they're also seeing in the market from these smaller companies that are leveraging mapping in a simple way, not a simplified way, but a simple way. Get their users educated quickly. Everybody wants to tout easy to use. Well, sometimes you need a course to tell them how it's easy to use.
Well, I think Google's also taking advantage of the excitement about free online courses, whether they're MOOCs or not, and sort of taking advantage of that excitement. And I think you make a very good point about the idea of there being a structured course, because we all know that we have in the back of our minds that we're going to sit down and learn Python or something, but we never do. But if we sign up for, and in the past you just have to pay for, but now you can just sign up for some kind of structured instruction, I think you're much more likely to follow through on it. Because you want that structure, you want the interactivity, you want somebody to say, hey, this is due at the end of the week. And I think there's a lot of value in that. And the other thing that may well come out of this, and this was Anthony Robinson's comment on Twitter the other day, that the best thing that can come out of this is maybe some better Google Maps and some better online mapping in general, which would be a great thing. Well, that's all the time we have.
Our sponsor, Esri, would like you to know that you can determine the health of your data by identifying, categorizing, and quantifying error results easily and accurately with ArcGIS Data Reviewer. This extension to ArcGIS now extends quality control capabilities to web and mobile application platforms. For more information, visit esri.com/data-reviewer. And from us here at Directions, I want to point you to a very special webinar that we're doing on June 8th. The Survey of India's Surveyor General will be speaking in one of our webinars. You can sign up for this webinar at directionsmag.com/webinars.
If you want to comment on today's podcast, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com. You can send us a tweet @directionsmag, or you can leave a comment where this podcast is hosted at Directions Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.